Week of the Sneakers, the swish of the Nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Here we go with game two of our doubleheader, Nemahawk Central and Perry LeCompton. A big seven showdown here in Perry. Girls winning heavily, 46-15 in the women's game. A dominant performance by the Thunder, which saw a shutout in the first and the fourth quarters for the Nemahawk Central defense. Again, taking a note out of the football team's book. Setting the scene for the boys' game here, this series has been dead even, and I mean dead even, in the last 10 meetings over the last 5 years. 5-5 are both teams in this series. Perry LeCompton went 2-0 against the Thunder last year, however, with the Cavs winning 60-46 in this gym. And in Seneca, it was a close one, but the Cavs won it 58-53. Nemahawk Central this season started off their year with a win at Centralia, but then came back with a 3-point loss to St. Mary's at home, and then they followed that up with a couple of league wins against Holton and Hiawatha. Trying to get 3 league wins in a row and take that into a big-time showdown against the Bethup coming up next Tuesday as well. As for Perry LeCompton, they started off the year at the Payola tournament. They went 1-2 with a win against the host, 43-33, then losses to Fort Scott, 38-36, and a tough one. And then against Wellsville, a big-time loss, 71-43 was the final on that one. They bounced back nicely with a league win as they defeated Jefferson West 50-36. And coming up next Tuesday, they will take on Royal Valley on the road. Some key scorers in this one. Abe Hilbert, of course, 13 points a game, leading Nemahawk Central in scoring, 6.3 rebounds. He also is actually second on the team in rebounding, 55.8% shooting in total. As for the guards, they are led by Trent Thomas, 11.5 points per game, 2.8 assists. He leads the team in that category. He shoots 53%. That is tough to do as a guard, and 35.7% from beyond the arc as well. Colby Free has really come into his own the past few games. 9 points, how about 12 rebounds per game for Colby. The 6'8 forward has been special. 61.5% shooting on the season as well. And you also have Evan Oberding. He's not half bad player himself. He also is averaging 8.3 points per game and 4.3 assists. So I spoke too quickly about Thomas leading the team in assists. Oberding actually leads the team in assists with 4.3 a game, and he shoots at a 37.9% clip and 29% from beyond the arc. But all of their offense comes from those four guys. Nobody else averages more than 2 points a game for Nemahawk Central. As for Perry LeCompton, they're kind of doing the Nemahawk Central girls route with having all their scoring spread out with not really somebody being that go-to guy. Tyler Reed is their leading scorer, though. He averages 9.8 points per game with 5.3 boards. That is the most on the team, shooting 37% from the floor. Eli Dean is second on the team in scoring with 8 points per game, shooting 34.4%. Colt Kniper, he's averaging 6.8, so is Ronnie Baker. Kniper gets 4.8 rebounds per game. Baker gets 4.5. Kniper is a little bit more efficient than Baker is. Kniper shooting 35.7% from the floor. Baker 28.1%. And as for Aiden Graves, he is the team's fifth leading scorer, getting 5.8 points per game. And he is trying to find his stroke from beyond the arc. Graves shoots it a lot from beyond the arc, but is having a tough time staying to fall through. Team comparisons here, Nemahawk Central, how about 49.3 points per game, 43 points per game for Perry LeCompton. And the defense also been pretty solid for the Thunder, 41.8 points allowed per game. Perry LeCompton has 44.5. Both teams averaging 15 turnovers per game, but how about the shooting? Very efficient for the Thunder. 47.6% from the floor is Nemahawk Central, compared to Perry LeCompton is just 33.2%. And from beyond the arc, Utah is struggling as a team, just 12.7%. As for Nemahawk Central, they're shooting 27.1% from beyond the arc. Both teams having a tough time shooting from the free throw line, with Nemahawk Central shooting 46.4%, and Perry LeCompton shooting 52.5%. We're going to step aside for our national anthem, and then we will have the starting lineups. We'll also talk about the standings in the Big 7 and games going on around our area as well. You're listening to your Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Your project starts here at Stahlbummer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home. This is Natalie inviting you to join us for our Christmas open house and enjoy up to 10% off store-wide on in-stock merchandise all day long. Some exclusions may apply. See your store for details. This will be on December 18th at Hiawatha Farm and Home from 11 to 2 and December 22nd at Stahlbummer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca from 2 to 5. From all of us to you, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Game of the week in the Big 7 coming up here in just mere moments. Apparently Compton and Nemaha Central. Let's go ahead and get to your starters. Starting off with the visitors, Nemaha Central. Leading things off with number 3, a 5'11 junior, Evan Overning. Number 4, a 6'8 junior, Colby Free. Number 11, a 5'10 senior, Trent Thomas. Number 20, a 5'11 senior, Cooper Kramer. And number 24, a 6'6 senior, Abe Hilbert. As for Harry and Compton, they'll start like this. Number 2, a senior, Tyler Reed. Number 3, a junior, Colton Kniper. Number 5, a sophomore, Ronnie Baker. Number 31, a junior, Eli Dean. And number 34, a junior, Aiden Graves. Nemaha Central is head coached by John Thomas. Mayor of the Compton, head coached by Matt Simmons. Nemaha Central in their purple on purples with the white letters and numbers. As for Mayor of the Compton, white on white, blue letters and numbers. And what a crowd we got here tonight. Mayor of the Compton showing out here for a home bout. They had some great barbecue that they were selling out in the main area fundraiser for their baseball team, what I was told. Once again, the starters for Nemaha Central are Overding, Free, Thomas, Kramer, Hilbert. For the prepare the Compton, it's Reed, Kniper, Baker, Dean, Graves. Should be a fun one, highly contested matchup here in the Big 7. We are underway. This one, tip is won by the Cogs. Pass down low, or pass fake, excuse me. Three ball on the way, no good for Eli Dean. Offensive rebound, put back is good. And Colson Kniper, first ball score of the game. And they immediately go to a 2-2-1 zone press. Oberding gives it up. Dave Hilbert, he'll dribble across half court. Free has it from beyond the arc. They like to have him work from the outside despite his length. He'll go to the high post. Overding pass near side for Thomas. Back to Overding. Free catch far side wing. Back to Overding. A little bit of a head fake. Right back to Free. Working against the 2-3 zone of Pair of the Compton. Three ball on the way by Olberding straight away. Caught it. Nice shot by Evan Olberding for a triple. And now Nemaw Central brings a little bit of pressure in the backcourt. But easy for a pair of the Compton to break it. Reed finds Dean. He'll drive in the paint. He stopped there. Nice flash in the lane by Graves. He'll kick it out. Three ball on the way. That one no good by Kneiper. Rebound by Cooper Kramer. Outlet pass far side. Thomas runs into his man. Gives to Free. And he'll give it to Olberding. They'll run the play. Near side wing catch. Kramer. Olberding. High post catch for Free. It's swatted out from behind. It's stolen away. Dean going the other way. They got numbers. Now he slowed up. Good defense by Olberding. And now a foul is called as Olberding reaches in. 6:22 remaining in this first quarter. 3-2 in favor of the Thunder. Graves inbounds it. We're back underway. Dean. The top of the key for Ronnie Baker. His first touch of the day. Reed. Now to Kneiper. Far side. Three ball on the way by Baker. That one rims out. Picked up in the air by Kramer and he hauls it in. Thomas looking to push up the far side. Olberding pass too high out of bounds. Into the pair of the Compton percussion section. Pressure on the inbound in the backcourt. One into a press here. Dean trying to be with the dribble. Up ahead. Nice pass. Easy layup for Ronnie Baker on the pass from Aiden Graves. Toss back up by one. Thomas trying to back down Colton Kneiper. It up to Hilbert. The second touch of the ball game. Far side wing catch for Kramer. Hilbert trying to work the paint. It's the cause zone. Thomas gave up his dribble. He's in trouble. Now Kramer gives it out to comes out to help him out. Free from the near side wing. Back to Thomas. High post. And it's thrown away by Eli Dean. Trying to squeeze it through to Kramer. And Dean knocks it out of there. Steals it. Going the other way. Euro step. Tough jumper. Off balance for Tyler Reese. Somehow got it to fall. And it's 6-3 cost. Tough move. Pass up ahead to Free. And nice defense by Kneiper. Almost able to take it away. But the big holds on to it. Olberding with the near side, gets it to Kramer. In trouble, good defense by Dean. Hypo catch, turnaround jumper for Colby Free. It's too strong, comes up by Hilbert. He lays up and in, and one. It's Hilbert putting his handprint on this game here early. That foul will go against Tyler Reed. That's his first. Sixella trying to pay off three-point play on the way, and that one is good. He shoots just 36.4% from the free-throw line, but he thrills that one. We are tied 6-6. Focal pass up ahead, far side wing, Baker. To Graves, far side wing, dribbles to the middle, gives it deep, top of the key. Nemaw Central also in his zone here. Screen trying to get, actually correction, no, it's man-to-man. Beg your pardon. Pop pass to your side wing. Baker, jab step, drives, middle, shot high off the glass, no good, loose ball, and we got it, it gets, we picked up by the cause. Dean makes a nice move up and under, squeezes it through, and lays it in. Four different scores for pair of the Compton, it's 8-6. Thomas, hand it off to Olberding, jab steps far side, comes to the near side with it, in the middle of the floor, back to Thomas from the far side wing, he'll drive baseline, spins middle, and trouble and swatted out of there by Tyler Reed with a rejection. Halfway through this first quarter, 3:59 left to be precise. 8-6 here in the Compton with the lead on their home court. Thomas the inbound into the near side corner. Kramer, high post catch for Hilbert. Gets it out. Three by Olberding far side. That one might have clipped the rim maybe, but it goes out of bounds. It'll go to the cause. Not pressing this time are the Thunder. Cross half court. Aiden Graves closes out the play. Gets Dean top of the key, defended by Trent Thomas. All right, back to Graves. High post catch, drive right side and kick. And a little bit of a poke by Olberding. Flashing in the paint is Reed. He catches it, kicks it out. To Baker in the near side corner. Dean with it. Lob inside, swatted out of there by Graves. Nice move. And a whistle, a 3-second in the lane is called. Aiden Graves. Cause they're going to press. Oberding with it. Full court pass. Sub ahead to Thomas in the front court. They'll drive the near side into the corner. And we'll go ahead and hold on to it, and they'll call the play from there. 3:05 to go, first quarter. 8-6 pair of the confidence still our score. High close catch for free. It's swatted out of there by Graves. Stolen, taken away by Dean. 2-1. Pass back to each other, and Dean lays it in on the left side and loses his shoe doing it. He throws it out of bounds. Go back the other way. And it's quick free by Cooper Kramer, and he buries it. And the officials are going to call a timeout for the lost shoe. Zach Esmond will substitute in. And still Rico Teresi for Nemaha Central. That was a smart heads-up play by Nemaha Central to recognize the lost shoe and to push it up tempo and not allow the officials to call the timeout. So it's 10-9. In favor of the cause with 2:38 to go, first quarter. Far side wing catch for Esmond. To Reed. Not a Baker. Just to the left of the top of the key. Baker gets it back, defended by Abe Hilbert. Goes to the near side corner for Kniper. Defended by Kramer, top of the key catch for Gray. Looking for a backdoor cut for Reed. Can't get it to him, so he retreats to the three-point line. He'll catch it, he'll drive left side, shot is blocked. Rebound Hilbert, outlet passes past Cooper Kramer. He wasn't looking for it. Here the Compton will get the ball right back. With 2:14 to go, first quarter. Fun one here so far, highly contested. Neither team has had a multiple score lead. Into the backcourt. Graves gets it. He's defended by Teresi. Gets the screen. Drives. Right side. Open for Reed to cut back door. He stops. Taps it in front of him. It goes out of bounds. Turnover to Nemaha Central. Eli Dean checks back in. Come in for Graves. Give him a quick breather. Having a nice start to this one. Defensively. Oberding to the middle. To Teresi. He'll dribble across that court. Far side wing for Kramer. Flashing the middle is Hilbert, and stripped, loose, far side in the wing, goes out of bounds, last touch by Abe Hilbert, and it'll go to Pierre of the Compton. The Cops force a turnover. Derek Works will check in for the Thunder. That's a solid minute in junior varsity. Comes in for Abe Hilbert. This is Kniper, or beg your pardon, Eli Dean across that court, gets the screen, he'll drive. Underhand scoop pass is deflected out of bounds. It'll stay last touch by Graves. Or beg your pardon for Baker. And it'll go to the Thunder. Trent Thomas back in the ballgame for Nemaha Central. 1:45 left to go first quarter. 10-9 still our score with Nemaha Central trailing by one. Thomas avoiding a double team near midcourt. Dribbles to the middle and now across half court. Now weave through traffic. And with 90 seconds left, they'll call the play here. Near side wing catch, Oberding. High post catch. Teresi trying to pass down low to Wirtz. Squeezing it through traffic, and it's taken away. Not a great pass that time. Going the other way is Reed. Far side wing catch. Graves to Reed. Far side wing. Defended by Teresi. Dribbles middle with his left hand. Near side corner catch. Three ball on the way. That one is good. Baker falling to the ground. No flopping or foul calls. Thomas brings it across half court himself with the first two possession lead of the game with 1 minute to go. First quarter is 13-9. Trent Thomas couldn't handle the pass, and he reestablished himself as he went in the backcourt, reestablished himself in the front court, saved it from going out of bounds, kept it alive, and now catch it, it'll drive, and he'll lay it in. How about the awareness by Trent Thomas to keep that play alive, and he drove it and scored it, 13-11. Driving it, left side is Dean. On Teresi, he'll kick it out. Nice head fake by Esmond. Give it up to the top of the keeper, Kniper. Three straight away, short, rebound for Work. Outlet pass Teresi, outlet pass up ahead, and Thomas wasn't looking for it. It's stolen away by Kniper, and Thomas bumps into Kniper, and it's a foul against Thomas. It's the second time that's happened on a throwaway on an outlet pass. Aiden Graves back in. Cooper Trendle, his first minutes of the night. It's Kniper will come to the bench, and so will Ronnie Baker. Also, Cooper Kramer will check in for Rico Teresi. Colby Free is also back in for Abe Hilbert. 20 seconds left, first quarter, 13-11. Kara Thompson with lead and the ball. Far side wing catch for Reed. Top of the key for Trendle. That's the near side, almost out of bounds as Espen saves it. Far side wing, three on the way for Eli Dean. Riles out. Rebound secure. Nice, strong rebound by Derek Wirtz, and that is how the quarter comes to a close. Close one. A fun one so far. Again, 13-11 our score. We'll go to the second quarter in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Kansaland Radio.
Kara the Compton leading Nemaha Central at home 13-11 after one quarter. Jared Slovey back with you here in Perry. And the Thunder with the ball out of the break, and we're back underway. 5 points for Ronnie Baker, 4 for Eli Dean for the cause. Trent Thomas with it near side wing. He has 2 points so far. Far side wing catch for Cooper Kramer. Cooper calling for it. High post, can't get it to him, so he'll get it out to Thomas. Far side wing. Kramer with the head fake from the far side of wing. Gives up his dribble to Hilbert. High post, catch. Now to the top of the key for Caden Peterson, who's in for the first time today. Thomas, crossbow pass far side. And again, a little head fake to Kramer. High post catch for Derek Wirtz. Dribble to the right, jump stop. He'll give it up. Top of the key catch, far side. Three on the way, Cooper Kramer. Too strong off the heel. Offensive rebound, Derek Wirtz. How about his effort so far tonight off the bench? Some great rebounding from him. Kick it out to Thomas, near side wing. Nemaha Central stays alive. Bob pass, whistle, and a pushing foul down low. And it'll be against Cooper Trendle. Second team foul, or excuse me, second of the game against Fairly Compton, but first of the quarter. And his first personal as well. Thomas, the inbounder. And I'll kick it out to the top of the key for Peterson. Near side wing catch for Kramer. Now Thomas. Pass back to Peterson. No, almost a travel by Thomas. They don't call it, though. Peterson, far side wing. Out of Kramer. It's already a minute, 6 seconds gone. Still in the same possession. Whistle, offensive foul against Nemaha Central. 1 minute, 8 second possession results in an offensive foul committed by Derek Wirtz. 13-11 cause. First possession for the cause of the second quarter. Graves, Reed, Dean. There's a drive by Graves. He loses it and is picked up and is still be credited to Kate Peterson. Finishing out the five there, Espen and Trendle in for Perry the Compton. Thomas signals for Peterson to come get it. Pass to Hilbert. Far side now for Kramer. High post catch. Pull up jumper. That is off the left side. No good for Peterson. Good look. Could knock down the 13 footer though. Eli Dean on the run. He'll hand it off. Near side corner. One dribble and giving it up is Espen. Crossbow pass far side. Reed, jab step, pulls up long two, that one too strong. Rebound Cooper Kramer, far side short corner. Double team, in trouble, gives it up to Trent Thomas. Now push it. Bell's in purple with it. Far side corner, Kramer bounce pass, works. Top of the key, catch. Taking Peterson now to Cooper Kramer, they'll slow it down. Pass far side wing, Trent Thomas with it. Dribbles once middle, Peterson. Pass fake, left side, pass fake again. Kick it near side wing, Kramer. 2 minutes gone here in the third. Excuse me, the second quarter already. Jab step, Thomas drives, jump stop, kick, near side corner, Kramer. No, take a couple steps. He thought about a three. Now Thomas will fire a three straight away. That one's too strong. Offensive rebound, Cooper Kramer. Entry pass, works. High post, kicks it out. Thomas going to try another one. That one is good. And Trent Thomas buries the three. His second field goal of the game. He has 5 points, and Nemaha Central has their first lead in a while. It's 14-13. 5:20 to go, second quarter. between the legs dribble by Dean. And he gave up his dribble. He did. Still have to hand it off to Graves. Three dribbles left. Kicks it out. Driving middle. Pass deflected. And that pass was to nobody. Fortunately, that was deflected by Peterson. Trendle going nowhere fast with that pass. Holton Kniper, Ronnie Baker checking in. In for Trendle. Ian Esmond. 5:08 to go now. Cause trying to retake the lead. There's a lob to Graves from beyond the perimeter. He's defended by Evan Olberding. Crossover dribble. Spin to the inside. Kick it out. Kniper shuffles his feet. Pass far side. Our middle Baker on Hilbert. Shot blocked by Hilbert. And he'll secure the rebound. Kick it out to Thomas. Thomas will push up ahead to Olberding across that court to the far side corner. Head fake. Between legs dribble by Peterson. Bounce pass off the foot of Graves. So they'll inbound it far side with 4:48 to go here in the second quarter. We're moving fast here in the second frame. Only 3 points have been scored in this frame, though. Thomas, near side corner pass to Peterson. Nice entry pass to Hilbert by Peterson. He lays up an in-and-one. His second in-and-one of the ball game. He has 5. The foul's going to go against Tyler Reed. That's his second, team's second. And Abe Hilbert, again, a 36% free throw shooter. Made his first one. Trying to replicate that here. On the way. That one is good. A hard arcing free throw. He is 2 for 2. Love to see that if you're a longtime head coach, John Thomas. 4:40 to go, second quarter. 17-13, Omaha Central with their first multi-score lead. Dean drives middle, spins outside against Thomas. Shot up. Good. Beautiful touch. Eli Dean now the leading scorer for the Cavs. He has 6. Far side corner, Peterson, he's going to try a triple. That one off the heel, no good. Offensive rebound, over to his put back from 6 feet is no good. Tipped and picked up by Tyler Reed, a pair of the Compton. Now it passed all the way across half court by Dean, pushing the pace. Right side layup, no good by Baker, but he's fouled from behind. And Ronnie Baker to the charity strike to shoot 2, their first free throw attempts of the game. Off the personal foul committed by Trent Thomas, that's his second personal and his second team foul as well. Clock stops with 4:10 remaining here in the second quarter. 17-15, Omaha Central with the lead. And they're not going to be able to tie it because the first free throw is no good by Kate Peterson. One more try. That one's on the way. That one is no good. He's 0-for-2. Rebound Omaha Central. Up ahead to Thomas. He'll drive baseline. Pass Graves. But a tough follow-away shot. That's no good. Rebound Tyler Reed. Don't think John Thomas is too happy with that possession there. In fact, he's going to get a substitution to get Rico Tarisi in the ballgame for the next stoppage. Three off the dribble is scored by Eli Dean. Second three ball of the game by the Cavs. Their first score of the quarter. And the Cavs are back up 18-17. Halfway through the second quarter. 3:42 to go. Thomas to Peterson, top of the key. Pass fake, gives it up far side. Olberding, lob pass for free. Nice dish to Hilbert off the glass, too strong. Free offensive rebound, but he's fouled going up. I think they'll get Baker on the arm for this one. That'll be the 13th foul. And correction, no, it's going to be Tyler Reed's third personal foul. And I don't think that's right. He's confused by it. To me, it looked like it should have been a foul by Baker. First free throw for the 6'8 junior is good. Colby Free with his first point of this ballgame. Head coach Matt Simmons talking with the official as well. He is confused with that call. Again, just by judging by the pure confusion of Paris Compton. Baker, I think, knows he got away with one, but still, you would... your hand as the second free throw is good. You almost want it to be on yourself to avoid him getting his third personal foul. So free throws 2 for 2 on that trip at the free throw line. It's now 19-18, Omaha Central with the lead. And timeout is called. It'll be a 60-second timeout, but we will step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
Omaha Central with a 19-18 lead here in quarter number two. Solid start to the second quarter. Gabe Hilbert with 6 points on a couple of and-ones. There is 3:29 remaining in the period. Trent Thomas with 5 points as well. Two leading scorers for the Thunder coming into tonight. As Colby Free cashes in on a pair of free throws before the break. Eli Dean, he's having a solid day for Taylor Compton as well. He has 9 points. Near side wing catch for Baker. His pass almost thrown away by Carter Hike. He'll get up to Eli Dean. Nice head fake, couple of them, getting his defenders up in the air, and he lays it in. Eli Dean now with 11. 11 of the team's 20 points. Down low pass to Hilbert. Shot no good. Luce gets his own miss. Shot again no good. Free gets another go at it. That one is no good. And rebound secured by Zach Essman, a pair of the Compton. Howlett pass up ahead. Baker, near side wing, defended by Hilbert. To Essman, defended by Olberding. Now to Graves, defended by Hike. Goes to his left, crossover dribble. And he'll hand it off to Dean. He'll look to drive on Teresi. Spins the outside, fadeaway jumper, whistling travel. Shot went down. He is feeling it right now. But the shot's not going to count. Dean with all seven of the team's points here in the second quarter. There's a cause lead, 20-19, with 2.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Olberding, needs some help, crossover pass to Hike, near side wing. It was with his right into the near side corner. He's up his dribble, kick it out. Olberding for Teresi. On the run, backdoor cut for Hike, but it's deflected out of there and out of bounds by Eli Dean. Junior getting it done on both sides of the court. Teresi will inbound it for the Thunder. Back and forth we go in this one. Nobody's had a lead larger than four. Inbound to Olberding. And almost went out of bounds. Saved it. Pass deflected back to Teresi. Short corner. Spins the inside. Kick it to Hike. He'll fire a 15-footer. And it's good. Carter Hike with a nice touch. Knocks home the jumper. It's 21-20. The Thunder quarterback on the football team gets a shot to go. Graves gets hit hard. Pass deflected and out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Baker. He got hit as he gave it up. Nothing was called. And Graves is not happy. I'm not quite sure. I think it was a call. Maybe his teammates. Either way, turnover to the Thunder. Chance to extend their lead, which currently sits 21-20. Greasy has it poked away by Graves. Angry defense that time. You can tell there's a lot of frustration from the junior guard. Olberding calls out the play. Gives up his dribble. And he will give it up to Hilbert to get it right back. Lob pass. Teresi near side wing. Dribble middle. Jump stop. Underhand pass to Free. Is off his hands. Out of bounds. The lanky 6'8 junior forward couldn't handle it. And will be paired the Compton basketball. Chance for the cause to once again take the lead. Near side wing catch for Baker. Top of the key. To his right is Kniper. Entry pass down low for Graves. It's deflected. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Teresi. It's going out of there. Here comes the Thunder now. Holberding from the top of the key. Signals the play. 2-3 zone for Bear of the Compton. He'll go middle. Jump stop. Kick it out. Hike thought about the three. One dribble. Entry pass to Free. Handles it. Bounce pass to Hilbert in the middle of the paint. He's now going up and he'll get two more free throws. Reach-in called against Kniper. That is his first. And the team's fourth as well with 107 left. And for the remainder of the 67 seconds, Omaha Central will be shooting the bonus. First free throw for Hilbert. That one is good. Now with 7 points, King Peterson checks back in and he'll come in for Colby Free. 22-20 Omaha Central. One more shot for the big fella. That one is good as well. He is 4 for 4, and again, he was 36% from the free throw line coming into today. Been really practicing it. He has a sweet stroke. He's been able to bury him today. 23-20, Nemaha Central. We have a timeout, but we'll go ahead and keep it here. Just to give you a reminder that we have our halftime show coming up next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Get you caught up with all the scores going on around the area as well. Break down the leading scores in our game, how things have unfolded, and keys to the second half as well. So again, that's all coming up here in our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. 23-20, Nemaha Central with the lead. Pair of the Compton with the basketball. Cavs have a chance to possibly tie it up here on this possession. They've been shooting it well from deep. A couple of threes, one from Baker and one from Dean, so they haven't been attempting a whole lot. Dean's going to take it himself. He'll drive right. He slips. Picked up by Teresi with a steal. Teresi down the far sideline. Come back to the middle. 48 seconds. Oberdang will bring it to the middle. And with 40 seconds, it gets the call from head coach John Thomas. They spread the floor way out here. Peterson will catch the handoff. 30 seconds. Give it back to Peterson. Inside the half circle of midcourt, now with 23 seconds. Peterson once again, him and Oberdang playing keep away at the moment. Oberdang gets bumped by Graves, nothing called. Dribbles into a double team, bounce back, high post for Peterson. 10 seconds, loses it, and thrown away by Graves. Now let pass up ahead, Dean with a breakaway layup with his left hand to lay it up and in. Go back the other way, half court heave by Oberdang. That is over the backboard and no good. 23-22 our score. Eli Dean has all 9 of the team's second quarter points. So our halftime show coming up here in just a bit, brought to you by Highland Community College. And again, our score at the break, it's Nemaha Central 23, pair of the Compton 22. You're listening to your game of the week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted for the holidays. From youth to adults, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories, perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Subject to terms and conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation, and Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here at Perry with Nemaha Central leading on the road 46. Oh, look at the girls' score. Goodness gracious. 23-22 is our score at the break. And What a first half it was. Back and forth, both teams not having very large of leads. In fact, four is the largest lead that either team has had, and they both had it at 1 point. It was in the first quarter, Ronnie Baker, he drilled a couple of big-time shots. He had 5 first-quarter points. Eli Dean had 4 on top of that. And Dean was all of Care of the Compton's offense in the second quarter. He had all 9 of their points. And Omaha Central was able to share the love with Abe Hilbert with a fantastic performance in that first quarter, or excuse me, in that first half, making all 4 of his free throw attempts, including a couple of and-ones. He is the lone Thunder player with multiple field goal makes, and they were all on and-ones. Looking at the point totals from this first half, starting off with Perry Lee Compton, 9 points by Eli Dean in that second quarter, and 13 on the ball game, 5 points as well by Ronnie Baker, and 2 points apiece from Tyler Reed and Colton Kniper. And for Omaha Central, 8 points for Abe Hilbert, the leader on the season in scoring for Omaha Central. Also 5 points for Trent Thomas, 3 points apiece for Evan Olberding and Cooper Kramer, as they both knocked down a couple of threes. And then 2 points apiece for Colby Free and Carter Hike. So that is a look at your unofficial halftime stats. We'll go ahead and send it to another break, and we'll come back with some keys to the second half and look at the standings and the schedule around the Big 7. You're listening to your Game of the Week, which again, here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. It's Omaha Central 23. And here are the Compton 22 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
The Omaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
23-22, our score at the half here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Take a look at some of the area scores. Getting caught up on what has happened around our area. We had an overtime game, Jefferson West defeating Sabetha 40-37. So as a result, Jefferson West improves to 2-2 in league play. And as for Sabetha, and Jefferson West now 2-3 overall. Sabetha, they fall to 1-2 and 1-4 overall. So Jefferson West climbs their way up to fourth in the standings. Elsewhere, we have Hiawatha defeating Holton. So Hiawatha getting their first league and regular season win. They're now 1-1 and 1-4 in the season. As for Holton, they fall to 0-3 and 1-4. Final score there was 38-32. We also have NEKL action. Jefferson County North leading Oskaloosa at halftime, as late as we have there, 27-19. And Jackson Heights, Horton, a close one in the girls' game. 41-40 is the score. Horton off to a bit of a slow start. Jackson Heights has dropped a couple games as well, but they have a solid, they have some really solid pieces on that team. And then also you have, oh, actually an update from that Jackson Heights Horton game. Final score, Horton wins. They defeat Jackson Heights 49-44. The Cobras were up 30-14 in the third quarter. The Chargers had 23 points in the first three quarters and scored 24 points in the fourth quarter. Shout out to Crittenden Prophet and the Cobra Channel for getting in on that. So what a wild game that is. Horton wins 49-44 against Jackson Heights. That's been a look at your scoring updates. Brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. So taking a look at the standing from the boys' side, Yamaha Central and Sabetha are tied atop the league at 2-0, 3-1 overall. These two teams are going to be meeting on Tuesday. We'll be broadcasting that one as well here on KMZA. Pair of the Compton is in solo third at 1-0, just a half game back of the Thunder in the Blue Jays. The Cavs, of course, are 2-2 overall on the season. Jefferson West is in solo fourth place at 2-1. They are 2-2 overall. We also have Holton in solo fifth place. The Wildcats are 1-1 in league play, a full game back of the two teams top in first place, 1-3 overall. Hiawatha is 0-1 and in solo sixth place. 2-2 overall are the Red Hawks. And how about that game from the past Tuesday where they got a buzzer beater over Centralia at home? In Riverside, they are 0-2 in league play. They are 7th place, 1-3 is their overall record. Royal Valley, they are 0-3 overall and 0-3 in league play and 1-3 overall for 8th place. Look at the games that are coming up on this next Tuesday slate. Riverside is at Hiawatha. That game will be on the Hiawatha channel, MNCSports.net, of course. Holton channel, you'll have the Wildcats at Jefferson West on the Sabetha channel. And right here on 92.1 FM KMZA, you have Sabetha and Yamaha Central. And then we have Pair of the Compton at Royal Valley as well. And we are ready to go with the second half in this one. It'll be Thomas, Kramer, Hilbert, Holberding, and Free for Yamaha Central. And as for the cause, it'll be Reed, Kniper, Baker, Graves, and Deems. So both teams going with their original starting five. Tyler Reed for the cause with three fouls, so keep an eye on that. Cause have the ball to start on the break as the backdoor cut by Reed underneath the basket. Pass too far out in front by Graves. He commits a turnover. And Yamaha Central will have the first real chance to score here. Thomas brings it up. Outstretched 2-3 zone from the cause. Kramer to Holberding, high post catch free. Gets near side for Kramer. For Holberding, goes to the far side. Give this to Thomas. Kramer, thought about the three, and it gives it up. Holberding. Over working the post on Baker, wraparound pass to him. It's loose. Taylor picks it up, and arm was wrapped around by Reed and almost got away with his fourth personal foul, and they're going to say his last touch out of bounds by Abe Hilbert. So back-to-back turnovers by both teams to start this third quarter. Dean brings it up. Whistle and an offensive foul is called on Graves. It was on a screen, and that will be his first. So 7-11 left in this third quarter. Rough start for both teams in the second half. Far side wing catch for Trent Thomas. Gives up his dribble to Holberding with the pass. Now a three on the way off the right side. No good by Cooper Kramer. Offensive rebound. Thomas put back in. Good. Stayed on the rim for a little bit, but it fell in. And Trent Thomas has the first basket of the second half. He now has 7. 25-22, Yamaha Central, handoff is to Reed, he'll curl and drive, double pass, it goes off the backboard after a deflection of Yamaha Central, and they get the takeaway. Three consecutive turnovers by the cause right out of halftime. And Coach Matt Simmons, of course, most likely not happy with that. so far. Thomas with the catch, top of the key, pass near side wing, Olberding. Jab step, defended by Dean. Give it up to Kramer, far side wing. Thomas, head fake. It was baseline, retreats to the corner. Gives it to the wing. Olberding, now a high post catch for Hilbert. Kick it out. Thomas, three on the way, far side. That's missing everything. Hook the piece of the backboard, stayed in bounds. Rebound by Dean. Graves, underhand pass to Dean. Almost traveled, fires a three off the dribble. That's a little bit too strong. Rebound by Reed. He'll fire a left-handed shot. That's no good. Loose, picked up by Baker, and he's fouled with a little bit of a reach-in. And they'll get Ace Hilbert with the personal, and it's first. Trent Thomas, the lone Thunder player with multiple personal fouls. He has two. And down for Dean. Going to get somebody open. They'll give it to Baker. Drive from the near side baseline. Give it back to Dean. Same spot. He'll pull up. Jumper. 15-footer is here. One dribble. Knock down the J. Dean now has 15 points. These all scores at 25-24. Almost a field going the other way. Nice drain the needle pass by Kramer down low to Hilbert. He lays it up and in over Baker. And Abe Hilbert continues his dominance in the paint. He has 10. Back to a three-point lead. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Dean dribbles to his left. And off to Reed. About 25 feet away from the basket. Now he drives on three, kick into the corner. Dribbling middle. Nice behind-the-back pass to Spike Kniper. Two Graves, and he knocks down the three. Or excuse me, that's Baker. And we are tied. 27-all. 3 minutes in the third quarter gone. Bob pass near side corner, Olberding. To Kramer. Head fake. Thomas with the gift. Olberding gets it back down to your side. Closing out is Reed. Now Dean comes and covers Cooper Kramer. And easy lane to the basket by Thomas. But he runs into a defender that was close to Kniper. Comes over, takes the charge, and gets the offensive foul call. And Trent Thomas picks up his third personal foul. First substitution of the half, and Zach Essman checking in for Tyler Reed. All 4:40 left to go, third quarter. Dean with it, far side wing, goes middle, and by Colby Free. Crossover dribble, in the lane, kick, out. It's to Kniper, Essman, down to your side. Baker, from the wing, makes a move on A. Hilbert. Oh, Graves was wide open down low, he's calling for it, didn't see him though. Graves frustrated throughout the night, he is still scoreless. Dribbling to his left is Dean, kick it out. And shuffled his feet, and that's travel against Colton Kniper. Got a little bit too comfortable with it. And the Thunder get the ball back with 4:12 to go here in this third quarter. Perry the Compton has outscored Nemaha Central just 5-4 in this frame as we approach the halfway point. Near side wing catch for Cooper Kramer. At Olberding, top of the key now far side Thomas. Closing out is Dean in the zone. Kramer now near side Olberding. And up in his face is Essman. Free comes out from the paint to make the catch. And goes past him and dribbles. Gets up to Cooper Kramer. His pass deflected. Thrown away by Eli Dean trying to handle it. Nice pass to Graves. Streaking in the lane and his first basket of the game. Aiden Graves been waiting all game long to get on the scoreboard. He finds us though, and it gives the cause a 5-0 run and more importantly a 29-27 lead. Graves the fourth leading scorer on the team at 5.8 points per game. Actually, fifth. Team score. Pass the high post for Free. Deflected by Dean. Thrown away by Graves. Back-to-back layups for Graves. That one up and good. Back-to-back breakaway layups. And it's 31-27. Tied for the largest lead of the ball game. Olberding kick to the far side corner. Three off the dribble for Kramer. That's way short, missing everything. And unable to make the catch underneath the basket as Essman off the air ball. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Thunder. Kramer will come to the bench. Coach Thomas will have you with a quick trigger. As Pike will come in. And Phil Peterson, he'll check in for Colby Free. Been a rough day at the office for him, averaging 9 points, 12 rebounds a game. Hasn't nearly been able to reach those totals here tonight, unfortunately, for Nemaha Central. 3:10 left to go here in the third quarter, 31-27 pair of the Compton. Thomas trying to split on the night after a 46-15 girls win for the Thunder. Deep three, no good. Offensive rebound is good on the putback by Abe Hilbert. The miss by Olberding, the putback by Hilbert. He has 12. It's 31-29, cutting the lead in half. 3 minutes to go. Crossover dribble, Graves, vetted heavily by Olberding. Give it to Essman. On the near side wing for Kniper. In it back to Graves. Go middle. Kick out. Three on the way for Baker. Wide open. That's a little bit short. Rebound by Evan Olberding. And the point guard will keep it himself. He'll push it. Drive in the lane. Right side. All the way to the basket. Blocked from behind by Baker. They're going to call the foul. Not a whole lot of contact there. I don't know about that call. And that will be Ronnie Baker's first personal foul. Cooper Trendle is in the game for Barrett the Compton. First free throw for Olberding is good. 31-30. Olberding can tie it right here. Olberding, a 75% free throw shooter, knocks down both. Couple of free throws from the point guard for Nemaha Central, and we are tied 31-31 with 2:36 to go in quarter number three. Eli Dean will slowly bring it up across the middle. Defended by Carter Hike. In and out dribble. Goes to the middle of the court. Almost carried it there. Will hand it off. Sniper. Hand it off to Baker. Stops to the far side elbow. Hands it back. Three ball on the way. Way off the mark by Essman. Rebound Abe Hilbert of Nemaha Central. Hike pushing the tempo. Gives it up near side wing. Thomas holds onto it. Now gives it back to Hike. Hike goes to the far side, pushes off on Dean, dribbles middle. Jump stop, kick it out. Olberding fires away a three over Essman. That's a little bit short over the top of the backboard. And 158 left to go. The Cavs get it back. It's a good look, but a better closeout by Zach Essman. Dean brings it up, calls out the play. Followed by Matt Simmons, the head coach of Perry the Compton. Here's side wing catch for Essman. Goes to the middle. His left hand now cross back to his right. Defended by Thomas. Off Central still in the zone as well. Both teams are running it. In the lane. Dean, nice scoop. Underhand pass. Trendle can't get the shot to go. Putback is good, though. Gets his own miss. Gets his own miss. And Cooper Trendle with his first basket. Thunder hoping to work quickly off the make. And now trail 33-31 with 1:20 to go here in the third quarter. Peterson pass fake inside. Kick it out to Thomas. Thomas dribbles to the far side wing. Now gives Peterson. Olberding down to your side wing for Hike. Peterson slashes across the paint, retreats to the corner. Gives it to the far side, though, to Olberding. Had a poke from behind and out of bounds. Eli Dean knows he got away with a reach-in. It's Kramer, Free, and Teresi are checking in. In for Hilbert, Peterson, and Olberding. Or Thomas, actually, not Olberding. Olberding will stay in the game. 106 to go in the third. 33-31 pair of the Compton. Kramer on the inbound into the corner. Hike. A little bit of a head fake. Not going to shoot that, though. A dribble to the wing, and now the top of the key, give it to Teresi. Here's side wing for Kramer. From the wing, defended by Kniper. Drive middle, Teresi, took three steps. And Coach Thomas telling him to jump stop instead of take that extra step. And now timeout is called by Coach Simmons, a pair of the Compton. Take a break with 53.9 seconds left in the third. It's 33-31, pair of the Compton. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
At Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online hineandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
33-31. Favor of Pair of the Compton at home against Nemaha Central. 53.9 seconds left, and we're back underway. Cavs with the basketball, trying to extend their lead. Largest lead that either team has had is four. Both teams have had a four-point lead. Baker with a catch, far side, wing three on the way by Trendle. That's a little bit short. Tipped out of bounds by Aiden Graves. No, they're going to say it'll stay with the Thunder. That is a bad call, straight up. The official missed that call. The officials have been pretty good tonight, but that is just a missed call. Inbound will go to the top of the key for Eli Dean as the Compton crowd is on the far side knows they got away with one there. Nice feed to Trendle. Wide open layup is good. Missed assignment by the Nemaha Central defense. It's 35-31 in favor of the cause. Overname from the top of the key goes left to the wing. Cross-court pass to Reese. Reese pass to Kramer, far side wing. Goes over to the middle. Working a little bit too fast here. Need to slow it down and get some good looks here. Pike, far side wing with Getch. Lob to Reese, top of the key. Jump stop, and the clock runs out. Clock mismanagement by Nemaha Central. A missed defensive assignment and a missed call. All lead to Bear to Compton, leading 35-31 going into the fourth quarter. Let's set aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeltley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
For fourth quarter action, here we go. 35-31. Here the Compton with the lead. Thunder with the basketball. We get this one underway. Far side wing catch for Olberding. Dribbles to the middle. Gives it to Colby Free. Near side wing catch for Thomas. Closed out by Tyler Reed. Now defended by Dean. Dribbles to the middle. Bounce pass to Hilbert near half court. Hilbert drives middle. Jump stop. Kick to the corner. Olberding fires away. Contested three by Reed. That one pops out of there. Loose ball picked up by Cooper Kramer. Nemaha Central gets it back. Thomas. Nice jab step. They're pulled free by Caden Graves. Graves. Bounce pass to Dean. On the run out. Back to Graves. Nice close out by Hilbert, but he falls away and makes a fader. And Aiden Graves now has six, all of which coming in the second half. It's 37-31, largest lead of the game by either team. Opening, jump stop. Kick out, far side, long three by Trent Thomas. That's short. Loose ball, dive, and Thomas. What are they going to call? They're going to call a foul on Thomas if you go back to that one. And that's going to be his fourth personal foul. That is huge. The team's leading scorer in the backcourt on the season. Leading scorer tonight for Nemaha Central is Abe Hilbert. He has 12. Leading scorer on the ballgame, though, is Eli Dean. 15 points. Nine of those came in the third quarter. Or excuse me, the second quarter. And he scored all of the team's points in that second quarter. We got a wet spot on the floor, so we're cleaning that up right now. How about Cooper Trendle coming in and getting a couple of big baskets? Cooper Trendle, Aiden Graves, with 4 points apiece in the quarter. 5 points for Evan Olberding for Nemaha Central. 7 points for Trent Thomas. And he will stay in the ballgame. 5 points from Evan Olberding. I think I said that already. 8 points for Ronnie Baker as well. Made a three last quarter and had five in the first quarter. Looks like we're ready to go with 7:08 to play. 37-31 favor of the cause. Largest lead of the game. Elsewhere, Jefferson West trailing Sabetha 34-18. A 30-8 run since the midway of the first quarter. Also, Holton leading at Hiawatha 28-21. At the half. All right, back in this one. 7 minutes to go. That's your scoring update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, Fairview. Dean has it against the Nemaha Central 2-3 zone. They're slowing it up a little bit. Only going to look for open shots here. Bounce pass to Dean. Flashing to the middle is Baker, but he goes to far side to Graves instead. High post catch, Trendle. Kick far side corner. Three ball in the way for Tyler Reed. That's going to miss everything. Rebound Abe Hilbert of Nemaha Central. Overton pushing. Jump stop 13 feet away. Gives up to Kobe Free. That mid-range jumper is no good from 5 feet. Missing from just outside the block on the far side. And Coach Simmons is telling Graves to slow it up. 37-31 lead still for a pair of the Compton. Three out, two in. With Graves and Trendle working the interior. Dean, Graves, and Reed working the exterior. 2 minutes gone in this fourth period. I'm playing keep away right here. So with his left from the far side wing. Now back to the middle. Graves gets right back to Dean. Graves getting away from Olberding. Again, just kind of playing keep away. I close catch. And near side corner catch for Reed. Dribbles middle. Jump stop. Kick far side corner. Dean. And a mid-range jumper for Reed. That one's no good as well. Loose ball picked up by Olberding. So a couple of missed shots by Reed. Now a foul committed by Graves. A big pardon for Baker going the other way. That is the second personal. Second team as well. 5:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Correction, first team foul against Perry. Olberding will bring it up. A couple missed shots from Perry the Compton trying to extend his lead and put this one away. Thomas. Bounce pass to Free, top of the key. Near side wing catch for Olberding. Dribbles to the middle. Bounce pass to Free. Working from 15 feet away. Spin, turnaround, jumper. That's no good. Rebound, Cooper Kramer. Doing a great job rebounding here this evening. Here's three by Olberding. That one short. Rebound, Cooper Trendle. Rips it away from Abe Hilbert. Strong rebound by the forward off the bench for the cause. And the junior gets the cause the ball back. Reed with it. Now out to Dean. Continuing to play keep away with 4:43 left to go in this game. 37-31, Perry lead. Here's side corner catch for Reed. Dribbles to the wing. Gives up his dribble. And we'll hand it off to Dean. Now pass in the corner. Baker has it. Defended by Free. He'll drive the baseline. Double teamed as Hilbert comes over to help. Lob passed out to Graves. Into the corner. Good ball movement this time by the cause. High post catch, far side elbow by Dean. Crossbow pass, nice look for Baker. He's swatted out of there by Colby Free. Saves it, but into Reed. And Reed will pass it out to Graves. And they get another chance at it. Nice pass inside to Trendle, and he's fouled by Hilbert. He'll get two free throws. That one just rims out of there. That's what you got to do. Find the hole in the defense and the spread out zone. Work the perimeter until the interior defense breaks down. They did just that, and Trendle forces the second personal foul by Abe Hilbert. First free throw by Trendle is here. What a game that Cooper Trendle is having here tonight off the bench. And Tyler Reed will come to the bench. Colton Kniper checks back in for the cost. Second one on the way. That one is good. 6 points for Trendle off the bench. It's 39-31, continuing to grow their largest lead of the game halfway through the fourth quarter. Whistle timeout called by Coach Thomas. How about those calls? They have been surging here in this fourth quarter, haven't allowed a single point, and have outscored them 4-0 here in this final frame. It's 39-31. It'll be a 60-second timeout, but we'll take a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
39-31, our score. We're past the halfway point in this final frame. It's been a dominant defensive effort by Perry the Compton. Seabaugh Central hasn't had very many good looks here in this fourth quarter. And Thunder have not scored in this final frame. A big time breakaway, fast break layup by Aiden Graves. And Cooper Trendle, with a couple of big free throws, have been the team's lone point in this quarter as well. Thunder with the basketball, and we're back underway. Thomas passed to Olberding. Kramer, Free, and Hilbert all in for the Thunder. Kniper, Graves, Trendle, Baker, and Kniper in for the cause. Three ball on the way, no good for Cooper. Kramer gets his own miss from the top of the key. It was a corner three. Good hustle by Kramer. Another chance for the Thunder. Largest deficit of this game. Working with pace, pass deflected by Graves into the hands of Colton Kniper. The defense of Aiden Graves has been keeping care of the Compton in this one. It has been huge. Graves into the corner. Baker trying to get around Hilbert. He gets bumped, and they'll call Hilbert for his third personal. That'll be the third team foul with 3:15 to go. Now just one foul left to give for the Thunder. Matt Simmons gives the play on the inbound stack formation. Down near half court is to Dean. Dean gives it up. Graves dribbles to his left. He'll hand it off to Kniper. Defended by Kramer. Jump stop. Give near side wing. Baker with it. Defended by Hilbert. Bringing him out to the perimeter. Gives it up. Kniper gives up his dribble. Near side wing by Graves. Again, playing keep away here. Drive. Kick far side corner. Catch for Baker. Baker spins away from Hilbert, defended by Free. Get a help side defense by Cooper Kramer. Knocks the ball free on the path. It's thrown away by Colby Free. They need to score in this possession. And quickly. Overding drive. Floater. God, they needed that desperately. Overding now with seven. It's 39-33. Back to a two-possession deficit for the Thunder with 2.5 to go. Graves slowly brings it across half court by Trent Thomas. Or defended by Trent Thomas, I should say. Gives it up to Eli Dean on the near side. Working about 30 feet away from the basket. Now dribbles to the far side wing. Hands it off. Baker comes to the middle. Hand it off to Kniper. Man-to-man defense from Emaus Central. Holding pokes it free. Loose on the floor. It's still loose. Then the backcourt. Diving on it is Dean. He picks it up. And his timeout is called by Perry of the Compton. He dove right on the basketball. That did not look comfortable. But the junior, showing some hustle, dives right on top of the basketball. Covers it. And they get the timeout. The 60-second break, 39-33 our score. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Stahlbummer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home. This is Natalie inviting you to join us for our Christmas open house and enjoy up to 10% off store-wide on in-stock merchandise all day long. Some exclusions may apply. See your store for details. This will be on December 18th at Hiawatha Farm and Home from 11 to 2 and December 22nd at Stahlbummer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca from 2 to 5. From all of us to you, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
KMZ
39-33 our score. Cause trying to win one at home and hand Boss Central their first league loss. 2:02 left to play. Your game of the week here on KMZA. Just a reminder, coming up on Tuesday we'll have Sabetha and Emaus Central. Should be a fun one. Stack formation for the cause out of the break. Free the inbounder. Give it to Dean in the backcourt. Pass to Reed. Deflected by Free. It's thrown away to Hilbert. And gives it to Thomas. Far side corner. Driving. Overding. Little floater. Too strong. And a whistle and a foul against Colby Free on the rebound. Or is it against Kniper? We're going to call that foul against Kniper of Pair of the Compton, actually. And Baker will check in for Reed for the cause. 1:51 now left to go. Second personal for Kniper. Team foul number two. It's the cause. Inbound, top of the key catch. Opening wide open three straight away. Left side, no good. Tip in by Free is no good. Left is short. And a foul on the rebound. I think that's going to go against Hilbert. And if it is, it's his fourth. And it is. Good sportsmanship by Hilbert. Help up. Akai pushed to the floor. And Hilbert will stay in the ball game with 1:45 to play. 39-33, Pair of the Compton. Catch by Graves. Pass deflected, and they're going to call a reaching foul and opening. It ran into Kniper. Doesn't like the call, but that is a good call. And that will send Kniper to the free throw line to shoot the double bonus. Devin Olberding picks up his second personal foul with 1:43 left. Kniper will try to put the Cause back up by three possessions here. Only two free throws attempted all night long by the Cause. This is the third. It's no good. The two that were attempted previously were by Cooper Trendle, and he buried both. Tyler Reed will come back in for Ronnie Baker. One more free throw coming up. Trying to get the Cause to 40. And that one is no good as well. Rebound, Abe Hilbert. Still a two-possession game. Three-pointer will make this a one-possession game. Overding, pass to your side wing to Thomas. Dribbles to the middle. He'll call the play as he retreats to the half-court circle. Low formation for Nemaha Central. A dribble to the far side wing. Thomas still with it. Into the corner, Overding. He'll try a three. That one short, but he's fouled on his way down by Tyler Reed, and his day is done. Or is that his fourth? That is his fourth. But his three free throws are coming up for Evan Olbernick. Three big ones here. Four fouls apiece for Trent Thomas and Abe Hilbert for Nemaha Central. First free throw is good. Now 8 points for the Nemaha Central point guard. Second one on its way. That one is good. Can you go uno, dos, tres right here? 1:15 to go in the ballgame. Second one, or third one on the way. That one is good. Uno, dos, tres, says the late Bob Knight would say. 10 points in the ballgame for Olverding. 39-36. A one possession game. Trendle will inbound. Free will defend the inbound with his 6'8" frame. And now he'll actually retreat and defend somebody to catch the inbound. It'll be caught by Deep in the press with 1:10 to go. Dribbles to his left. Gives up his dribble. In trouble in the middle. Caught by Trendle. He'll hand it off and it's underhand. Look for Graves. He'll drive middle. In the lane. Lob. Inside. Underneath the basket is Baker. And he'll kick it out of there to Graves. Far side corner. 1 minute to go. Graves retreats to near half court, defended by Carter Ike. And Dean gives it up to Graves. Bounce back near side corner. Underhand pass, short corner, Baker. He's double-teamed, in trouble. Cross-court pass far side. Nice one-handed snatch by Trendle, and Carter Ike commits the personal. That is a smart foul by Carter Ike. He got some good work at possible steals, but good job being collected there by Terry the Compton to hold on to the basketball. 43.7 seconds to go. Trendle back to the free throw line. After Height commits his first personal, they are in the double bonus still. And Trendle, last and only trip to the free throw line, 2 for 2. First one on the way. That one too strong. Off the heel. No good. Ike will exit. So it's Reese who was in momentarily. So it's Hilbert, Free, Thomas, Kramer, and Olberding. There are the Compton. It's Trendle, Baker, Kniper. The second free throw is good. Also have Dean and Gray. So 1 for 2 is Trendle. Back the other way is Thomas. Go with some pace. 35 seconds left, 40-36. Xavier of the Cause. Thomas gives up his dribble. Cross the pass to Olberding. Deflected and thrown away by Eli Dean. Big apart. Colt Kniper. He'll give it off to Graves. To Trendle. Far side wing catch for Eli Dean. Playing keep away. Double team with 20 seconds left and a foul. What a steal by Colton Kniper. 20.8 seconds left. Again, this series split in the past 10 games over the last 5 seasons. 5-5. A couple big free throws coming up for Eli Dean. First one on its way. That one is good. First free throw attempt for him of the ball game. That's his first point of the quarter. He has 16. Second free throw. That one's no good. Rebound Nemaha Central. 41-36. 18 seconds left. Got to score in a hurry for Nemaha Central. It's Olberding. And he's fouled going up, or is he going to say it's on the floor? They're going to say it's on the floor. And that is the 14th foul, so 14.2 seconds left. They're going to have the ball underneath the basket here. Teresi Hike will not substitute. They stand up for a little bit. He'll come back to the bench. And Coach Thomas is not happy that it's called on the floor instead of a shooting foul. a 30-second timeout. 41-36 is our score. We'll go ahead and keep it here. And we will remind you that coming up after the game ends will be our post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. And after that, we'll throw it to a simulcast with the game going on 103.9 FM KNZA between Jefferson West and Sabetha. Then after that game concludes, we'll have our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Jacob Bob. 14.2 seconds left. 41-36 lead for Perry the Compton. Emaw Central with the basketball underneath the goal. Thomas the inbounder. Trying to lob it up somewhere, and that's going to be picked off by Dean. And he is fouled by Olberding. Eli Dean with the steal. They ran a play. Thomas trying to lob it up to either Free or Hilbert. And he kind of leaned and leaned and leaned, and then he panicked, and he threw it in the middle, and it was picked off by Dean. 11.3 seconds left. Two big free throws coming up here for Eli Dean. First free throw on the way. Good. 17 points for Eli Dean. Just want to make it a three-possession ball game and to put it away right here. No good. 10 seconds. Olberding. Crossover dribble. Got a fireaway of three. On the way, that was blocked by Dean. Rebound by Kneifer with 3 seconds left. And that is going to do it. 42-36 is the final score. And Perry the Compton wins it at home against Nemaha Central. We'll go ahead and send it to break. We'll have our Be Outdoors Real Estate Coaching Show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today. 336-2255 for a free quote.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted for the holidays. From youth to adult, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories, perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
We're here from Perry. Perry the Compton defends their home court and win it 42-36. Kind of recapping how this one went. Boy, it was a fun one all the way through. Close. It was back and forth for the first three quarters. And then at the beginning of the fourth quarter, Perry the Compton made some big-time free throws, including a layup by Aiden Graves, which was their lone field goal make in the fourth quarter, and played some tight defense down the stretch. Didn't allow any three-point makes to make this a contest, and held on for a 42-36 win. Here in our post-game show, brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate, buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at BLDoors.com. Looking at the final score tallies individually, first for Nemaha Central, 12 points for Abe Hilbert. He was a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line coming into today, shooting sub-40%. He had 5 points in the second quarter, had a couple of big and-ones, and a couple of big baskets in the third quarter. 10 points as well for Evan Olberding. He had 3 big free throws down the stretch to make it a one-possession game. He was 5-for-5 from the charity stripe. Also 7 points from Trent Thomas. 2 points apiece, two points apiece for Carter Hike and Colby Free. And Cooper Kramer had 3 points as well. For Perry the Compton, Eli Dean with 17 points. He is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. What a game he had. He had 9 second quarter points and a couple of clutch free throws at the very end of the game, as well as a 4 point first quarter to boot. And on top of that, he had 8 points from Ronnie Baker, 5 of those coming in the first quarter, not getting a 3-pointer in the third quarter. 7 points from Cooper Trendle off the bench, a big time day for the junior forward. Had a couple of layups in the third quarter, and then 3 free throws as well in the fourth. And then 6 points for Aiden Graves, who had some difficulties in the first half, but then bounced back with some continued great defensive effort all throughout the game. And a couple of layups down the stretch, and 2 points apiece for Tyler Reed and Colton Kneiper. So, once again, your player of the game brought to you by the Farmer State Bank is Eli Dean with 17 points. The Farmer State Bank is in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankoffarmers.com. A fun one here in Perry with the Cause winning 42-36, and as a result, Nemaha Central falls to 2-1 in Big 7 play. They are 3-2 now on the regular season with their other loss coming in St. Mary's. As for Perry the Compton, they are now in first place in the Big 7 at 2-0 until that Sabetha game finalizes, which we'll be throwing into that game here momentarily, as the Cause are also now 3-2 on the regular season. Sabetha and Nemaha Central, that's coming up on Tuesday right here on KMZA. As for Perry the Compton, their next game on the road at Royal Valley, that'll be in Hoyt, and that will wrap up pre-Christmas basketball here in the 2023 portion of this basketball season. That's going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in. From Kurt Kimlin back in the booth, Jared Slubby on the mic. Thank you so much for everyone. And again, we'll be simulcasting. We have Sabetha, Jeff West coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.